Hey, we talk about the environment on a weekly, on a monthly basis. Our Eco Insider, thanks to guests on behalf of WEMIAC. And what is WEMIAC and what is today's topic? Let's talk about education and more. Director of Environmental Education at WEMIAC, Jessica Vander Ark, in the house. Good morning to you, Jessica.
Good morning, Shelley.
All right. Good job that you have. I imagine you get out and enjoy the environment every now and then.
I really do have the best job in the entire world.
Well, secondary to, you know, my
to yours, of course.
Buttons and all that. No, it's important to find our passion in each calling that we have. So basically, our general topic, if you would share, is what is WEMIAC's educational team up to so far this summer? And let me ask you to remind us what WEMIAC stands for.
Sure. WEMIAC stands for West Michigan Environmental Action Council. We have an office here in Grand Rapids, but we're a regional organization, 8 counties, and we advocate and educate on behalf of the environment.
So what are you doing this summer when it comes to education?
Well, first, I'm just can't believe it's already July. We already got through June. And we did get a quick breath because we had our busiest spring yet. We were, of course, spending the spring getting kids outdoors and into streams with our Teach for the Watershed program and with lots of zero waste programs along the region. But things didn't really slow down for us very long. We are already busy planning and improving and updating our programs for another great school year next year. And as always, looking for great partnerships that move our environmental education goals forward in the region. But, of course, not to get ahead of ourselves, we have a lot of fun stuff going on this summer, and we like to stay involved throughout the summer in West Michigan. So maybe you should grab a pen and write down if you want to get involved in some of the efforts going on in environmental education.
All right, so dot, 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 go get your pen, not when you're driving. So let's begin. The style of summer fun for kids and families around West Michigan?
So first off, we've already started and will continue to be over the summer doing some of our Teach for the Watershed program with the Grand Rapids Public Museum's Camp Curious. So they have this awesome summer camp program, and one of the camps they offer is Watershed Wonders. And we had a great time a couple weeks ago taking some adorable 6 to 8 year olds out into the streams and catching water bugs. And we have several more weeks of that coming up. So lots of different age groups still offered, and we look forward to getting back out there with all those kids. So that'll be the rest of July and some in August.
Okay.
In July 15, we will be at the Makatoa Water Festival on Windmill Island in Holland, and we will have our rain barrels. So families will be able to walk up to our station and paint something on the rain barrels. We prime them up and have a bunch of colored paints, and so the kids like to draw on them, and then we have you, if you would like, you can enter to take one home, and we will give them away as door prizes.
Oh, that's cool.
So if you haven't been down there, Windmill Island is a beautiful place to have a water festival, and the Outdoor Discovery Center puts it on yearly, and they do an amazing job. You can even fish for trout in this big pond and go kayaking. So super fun for families, and it's free.
Very nice. Free is good. Yes.
So another cool thing is the week of July 17th, we will be back at Hope College for their summer science camp. So last year, we mentioned the Teach for Energy Future camp, and it was for 6th to 8th graders, and we are excited to offer it again. And the name of the camp is actually Powered by Nature. And the cool thing is that we will be doing lots and lots of hands-on science and engineering. We will be building things, freezing things, burning things, dissolving things in acid, you know, all in the name of learning about energy, how it's created, how it's stored, learning about alternative energy, what air quality is, what it means, ocean acidification, climate change, carbon footprints, and all of that good stuff. So that will be at Hope College in July.
And good then, partnership, yep. And then what else?
End of July, we will be back at Roosevelt Park, helping them out with their Healthy Living Summer Camp. We had a great time with those awesome kids last year. And so we'll be doing more of their nature-based activities for that camp throughout July. They will be offered. You can probably still sign up for that. Also, I did want to mention that all summer long, we are continuing to work with Kent County, the Recycling Education Center, and they hold these really great open houses on Mondays from 2 to 6, and it's free. You can tour the facility. They have all sorts of crafts and activities to do and hands-on engaging things that you can do with your kids. And you would think, oh my gosh, a recycling center, that's not very exciting. But are you kidding me? These kids don't want to leave. They're having so much fun. So they do like educational crafts. They do reusable theme crafts, upcycling, and just all sorts of really creative ideas. They got a creative team over there that puts all sorts of great programming. And so family-friendly, Mondays 2 to 6, all summer.
Great. This, we could probably throw a few more things in, but this sounds like a busy summer. And I know, Jessica, all these partnerships, I mean, you're looking at a variety of options for West Michigan youth and, I trust, adults to learn about the environment.
Absolutely. We try to cover everybody. I mean, we've been really, really ramping up our efforts for K through 12 education over the last 2 years, not only through watershed education, but the zero waste programming. And it's super exciting because everywhere we go, we build new partnerships with schools, with different local organizations, with different companies. And it's just a great time to be a part of it. And we want to hear what people are doing in their schools to improve the environmental impact of your school as well. So just because we need to know, we need to hear about it, and we need to share the good stories. And if somebody out there needs help, like diverting waste from the landfill into your school, we want to hear and we want to help. So definitely reach out to us, and if you have any environmental education needs.
So I trust how a school gets involved with WEMIAC's Environmental Educational Program is to get in touch with you?
Absolutely. So you can email me at jvanderark@wemiac.org, J-V-A-N-D-E-R-A-R-K at W-E-M-E-A-C.org. Or if you just want some resources, you can go to our WEMIAC education page, and we have lessons you can download. Many of the ones I've talked about have lessons and activities that you can download from our webpage as well. And we actually really would love to hear if you are a school district that wants to be involved in reducing either your cafeteria waste, upping recycling, introducing composting in the Kent County area. Hey, reach out to us, and we'd love to help you come out with a plan to reduce that waste. So email me at jvanderark@wemiac.org.
Jessica Vanderark, Director of Environmental Education with WEMIAC. Thank you very much. Our discussion about how to get involved educationally in the summertime. Take care.
Thanks so much.